Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The right fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting fifth. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rob Deer. Batting seventh. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dale Sviump. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mark Chardy. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gary Redus. Batting second. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting third. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Hassey. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joel Davis. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is called out on strikes. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor juggles the ball. That's an error on Molitor. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer hits a fly ball into left field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Calderon. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Calderon steals second. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston strikes out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Calderon scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Braggs. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Hewlett moves to third. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-1 in the game. Redus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Deer throws the ball in to Gantner, who tags Redus, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hewlett scores. Guillen scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-1 in the game. Hassey takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hassey moves to second. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Calderon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hassey moves to third. Fisk moves to second. Paul Mirabella now pitching. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. Boston hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hassey tags and scores. Fisk tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-0, White Sox. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hewlett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gantner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Braggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Guillen takes first base on ball 4. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviem scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Guillen moves to second. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops it up and throws to first, with Mirabella covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere is 0-for-1 in the game. Deere hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Mirabella, and towards Gantner, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviem scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 0-for-1 in the game. Sviem is called out on strikes. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gantner moves to second. Jim Wynn now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Redus hits a line drive towards third. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Deere strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Bosio now pitching. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Hill moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, White Sox. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hassey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Lyons pinch runs for Ron Hassey. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisk is called out on strikes. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviem fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lyons moves to second. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Boston strikes out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviem scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gantner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 0-for-2 in the game. Sviem hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gantner scores. It's 7-1, White Sox. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Molitor moves to second. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Clear now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Guillen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Deer, who is chasing the ball. Guillen reaches third base with a triple. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Redus strikes out. 1 out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clear fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Deer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Calderon, who is chasing the ball. Deer reaches third base with a triple. Rick Manning pinch runs for Rob Deer. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-3 in the game. Surhoff strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.